Beginning tonight, Shir and Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph, page 190. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Po'alim ha'usim malacha eitzal balabayas. Workers that are doing a job by a balabayas, mekatzrim bebirchas hamazon, they abbreviate the benching kidei shelo levatel malachas balabayas, in order that they should not hold back from any work they're supposed to be doing for the balabayas. Ketzad, how so? How do they abbreviate the benching? Bracha Rishona Ketikna, the first bracha of benching they say regular. Ushnia Posea Bebirchas Haaretz, the second bracha they open with the opening of Birchas Haaretz. The Kolal Ba'Bonei Yerushalayim, and they include within the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, V'chosem Bebirchas Haaretz. And then they end the bracha with the ending of Birchas Haaretz. So they join together brachos number 2 and 3. The beginning and ending is number 2. And in the middle, they stick in number 3. V'ein omrim brichas atov ha'metiv klal. They don't say the fourth bracha whatsoever. Bamedvar mamurim. When were these words stated that we abbreviate benching for workers by a balabayas? Kishenotlin sachar amalachton milvar ha'seuda. That's when they're getting paid for the whole time that they're there, even the time that they're having the seuda. They're getting paid for that time. So therefore, we have to abbreviate the seuda as much as possible. But if they're not getting paid for that time, they're just having the suda on their own time by the balabayas, so then mevorachin kol arba brachos kesiknan, then they say all the regular brachos of benching all four. The chen in balabayas mesav imoyim, and so too if the balabayas is actually sitting and eating with them, even if they're going to be losing out on the time that they're getting paid for by eating, then if the balabayas is with them, then it's okay, and they also can make all four brachos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph. It's going on the point of the Mechaber that said that they joined together brachos number 2 and 3 by putting Bonei Yerushalayim in the middle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the after darshinam beGemara mikra, even though we darshin in the Gemara from a pasuk sheyavarech laHashem beBirchas Hamazon al Hamazon veAl Haaretz veAl Yerushalayim. Even though we learn from the Gemara that we should bless Hashem during benching on the food, on the land, and on Yerushalayim, ein rotzel lomar shemin haTorah tzarach lachtom al kol echad ve'echad bevracha b'fnei atzma. It doesn't mean to say that midaraisa you have to have an ending of each bracha independently, have three separate brachos daraisa, each with their own ending. Ela midaraisa dai kishiyavaruch al shloshtom bevracha achas. Midaraisa, it's enough to have one ending and incorporate all three concepts in one bracha. Ach the Rabbanon tiknu lachdom bevracha kol echad. Just the Rabbanon decided to set it up in a way that we have a chasima for each bracha, for each topic. Ube po'alim mishum bitum malacha, when it comes to workers, because of the concern of their missing out on their job, tiknu shirak hazon yivarab b'fnei atzma. Chazal is masakin the first bracha of hazon asakol, they should say by itself with its own chasima. But when it comes to the next two brachos, kevan shedoma zolazu yichalom bivrach achas. Since there are similar brachos, one's about the Aretz, about Eretz Yisrael, one's about Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, they're related. Therefore, Chazal decided that for the Po'alim, we should join it together in one bracha. That's from the Magen Avraham, Bevir Devei Rashi, V'chein Kasu Od Harbe Achronom Adina. So the first thing we have to see on this Mishnah Berurah is the Shaar Tzion and Os Aleph. On that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that even though the Gemara darshins that you have to bless Hashem during benching on those three things, it doesn't mean midaraisa, you have to have three endings of three independent brachos. Says the Shaar Tzion, v'afilu im nomar d'minyan ha'gimel brachos hei midaraisa. Even if you want to say, not like we're saying in the Mishnah Berurah, that in fact you need to have three independent brachos from the Torah, mikomakom yesh koach v'yad chachomim lakor dovam in ha'torah b'shei v'altaseh. That still wouldn't affect the halacha. You still would be able to have Chazal come along and say, to be Sheva Taseh, don't do all the three complete brachos, even though they are Doraisa. Kenu das atosus, and that in fact is the opinion of Tosus. Aval harbi rishonim ein sovrim kein, but many rishonim don't hold like Tosus. Diheya nusach gufa b'psicha v'chasima daraisa. Most rishonim don't hold that you need an opening and a closing of each bracha daraisa. Rather, most rishonim understand, like we're saying in the Mishnah Berurah, that daraisa you just have to touch upon these three concepts. It can even be in one bracha. The rabbanim establish it in general as three separate brachos when it comes to workers. So they decided to change the format. Now the reason we said in the Mishnah Berurah that you're going to combine the Birchas Haaretz and Bonei Yerushalayim is because they are similar brachos to each other. But in note number 1, he brings from the Bach an additional reason, and that is shekevan shabracha harishona nichtova beferish ba pasuk. Since the first bracha is written explicitly in the pasuk, like Chazal Darshan Brachos Uveirachta Zu Birchas Hazon. That is the first bracha from the word Uveirachta. Lekach Tiknu Shabrachos Zu Yivarchenu Bifnei Atzma. Therefore, even by workers by the Baal Bayis, Chazal established they should say that bracha on its own. That's Mefurish in the pasuk. Those two, the Ramazim to those two, are joined together in one pasuk. Al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nosan loch. Umavur b'gemara, the Gemara dashes it. Sha'aretz zu birchas ha'aretz. The ha'tova nilmud me'apasuk ahar ha'tova zeva halvanon. That it's referring to Yerushalayim. Lochein shtei brachos elu efshel kolam yachad. Therefore, you can join these two together. So the Bach says, since the bracha, that the pasuk that references the bracha of Hazon is on its own, and it's mefurish in the pasuk, so that bracha stays on its own. The other two which are referenced together, la'aretz hatova, la'aretz is birchas ha'aretz. Hatova refers to Yerushalayim based on the pasuk of Hahar Hazat. Hahar hatov hazev halvanon, and therefore, since they're written together and it's not mefurish the third bracha at all, therefore we join them together as one bracha. But we end off the bracha with the chasima of birchas haaretz. And note number two, he explains the chosem habracha of birchas haaretz b'tam adover bir halavush. Halavush explains why kevan shebirchas haaretz k'suvim mefurish. Since, as we just mentioned, for the word haaretz, it's explicit. The birchas ha'aretz in the pasuk, the ilu bone Yerushalayim rak nil medes me'apasuk ha'har ha'tov hazev ha'alvonon. It's not mefurish. It's based on a drasha of what the word ha'tov means, ha'tova from a different pasuk. Therefore, it's not as explicit. Therefore, if we're joining the two together, we'll do the chasima on birchas ha'aretz, which is explicit in the pasuk. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkat and Beis. After we said that the first three brachos, you say the first one regular. Number two and three you join together. The fourth one we said you don't say it whatsoever. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shezo Eina Ki'im Midrabanan Ba'alma. The fourth bracha, as we know, is only Midrabanan, the Akarua Eitzel Po'alam, and therefore Chazal uprooted that bracha totally when it comes to workers. Bein Shem Mevorachim Ba'atzman, whether they are benching on their own, Bein Sheshomim Mipi Acher HaMezamein Umevorach Brachas Amozon Kitikuna. Or whether they are listening to someone else bench through a regular zeman that they used to do in the olden days, that one person benched and everyone listened. So even if they're listening to someone benching who's got to bench the whole benching, they leave once you finish the first three brachos. And Chazal said that they're not including the fourth bracha, whether they're benching themselves or they're hearing benching from someone else. When they hear the mezamin finish birchas Yerushalayim, they leave and they go back to work. In terms of the Birchas Hazimun in the beginning, Rabosai Nevarech, Ether Mechuyev, if the workers are required to be part of that or not, Yesh Deos Bein Hachronim, that's a Machlokas Hachronim, Olefi Mashe Kosov B'Siv Beis, Lonaf Kamina Midi Lididon, and as we will see shortly in the Mechaber and Siv Beis, it will have no Naf Kamina to us, because the Mechaber says in Siv Beis, and nowadays this whole din of the workers is out the window, because it's understood that everyone's going to bench the whole benching. And therefore, whether they hold they are required in Zimun, not required in Zimun Lamais, and nowadays it doesn't matter, because we do it anyway. Because for sure you're going to be chayav nowadays as a worker in the Zimun. But if a worker is eating with other people, and he finishes Suda before they do, even though normally one yachid, if the other two don't want to stop their suda at the bench, as we'll see shortly, he should really wait till they finish. But when it comes to a worker, if he finishes early, they don't want to bench now. They want him to wait for them. So then he for sure should wait. He should go back to work. Because in such a scenario, the Baal Bayis is for sure makbid. He may not be makbid if he's benching, but he's makbid if he's just sitting around waiting for other people to bench, and then he would have to go back to work. Let's see over here. Note number three. So we referenced over here that nowadays, as the Mechaber is going to tell us in Sif Beis, there's no nafkamina, and all workers are chayiv in the entire benching. The chen kosav le'elu in yatfila, the Mishabura tells us the same thing earlier, l'gabe tfila, sha'av shemik, it's the Mechaber, sha'av shemikir adin, yesh le'poalim le'espala rak tfilas havineinu velo as kol tfilas shmona esrei, even though really mikir adin, the workers should be davening the abbreviated shmona esrei of havineinu, they shouldn't be saying the whole shmona esrei, because they're losing out on their time, they should be working. Ha'idna, nowadays, ain't makpidin makach, we're not makpid on this. Umistama maskirin osam aldash yisbalu shmon esrei. And it's understood that when you're hiring workers, you're having in mind that they're going to daven the full regular shmon esrei. And the reason is because people are not makpid in general on this little time that missing from work for davening, so it's understood that it's okay. And then he writes an interesting thing. The afba ofen shabal bayis omer shemakpid. Even if you should have a bal bayis as a makpid, I don't want my workers davening the whole shemone esrei. I don't want them benching the whole benching. The aruch hashulchan writes she'ein shomim lo. We ignore the bal bayis. Od kosav shomi writes further, shafilu im yiskor balabayas es apoalim. Even if when the workers were hired by the balabayas, it was betnai, it was with a condition, she yiktsu betfilu bebrechazamazon, ain't shomlo. Even if he actually speaks out, I'm only hiring you on the condition that you bench an abbreviated benching, or you daven an abbreviated davening, it doesn't work. We don't listen to the balabayas. Shekevon shekul yalma ein hogin came. Since that is not the way that anybody is knowing to make his workers do that, it's as if all bosses accepted this upon themselves as a chiyuv that the workers are going to bench and the workers are going to daven normally, and you can't get out of that. And this one individual, Baal Bayis, can't take him out from the general klal, and therefore it doesn't even work. However, when it comes to going to shul to daven with a minyan, that the lechem chamudo says matir, but the Magen Avraham writes that's only if it's not normal for the batim to be makbid. But there it sounds like there's more grounds to be makbid to have him start walking 20 minutes to shul and 20 minutes back. That there could be a hakbada, but just in terms of davening the whole shemone esrei, benching the whole benching, that nowadays is out of the Baal Bayis hands. That's already been accepted that everyone can do that. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel. That's going on with that which the Mechaber said, that when was this all said? That's when they're getting paid for the whole time besides having the Suda, so they're missing out on paid working time. The Al-Kain says the Mishabura, therefore it's Shrikhan L'mahal HaMalach, therefore they have to get back to work. We said the only exception to that rule would be if the Baal Bayis is actually sitting down and eating with them, then we said it's also okay, even if they're being paid for the full hour. Because then we could say, Mistama, he's mochel, the fact that he's sitting and joining them for the Suda.
Does that apply to a kavlan?
A kavlan who gets paid by the job?
Yes.
Right, it wouldn't be no gear. The whole point is that you're being paid by the hour, and you're, yeah, correct. Says the Mechaber by the Sebeis, which we just discussed. Ha'idna nowadays, la'olam mevarchin kol abba brachos. Always the workers are going to make all four brachos of benching. She'ein derup and the adam achshav lahakbid b'kach. Because people nowadays, it's not to derup to be machbid on this. U'mistama adayte da'achi sochrim po'alim. And we could assume adayte to that, the sochrim were hired. She'ilvarcho kol abba brachos getiknam. That they should bench all four brachos like normal. And as we just saw in the note, that according to Aruch HaShulchan, it's more than that. It's not just that mistama. It's even if they say not, we lock them into it. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Oser lasos melacha be'odo mevarich. We had this earlier. V'cheinu le'el sof simen kuf pei gimel. The Mechaber says here that it's oser to do work while you are benching. Says the Mishabura, Oser lasos melacha. The reason is, Mipnei Shenirak Mevarach Vaderach Akrayu Mikra. It makes it seem like your benching is just a happenstance. It's Derach Mikra. And therefore, you shouldn't be doing any kinds of malacha while you are benching. Vafilu Tashmish Kal Aser Lasos. Even a very light job you shouldn't be doing while you are benching. Now, in note number 7, he goes through from the Ben Ishchai what's considered a Tashmish Kal, maybe drying your hands, getting dressed, different things, and making ramazim with your eyes. But what I wanted to read in note number 7, someone asked us when it came up earlier in the note, if you look at note number 7, in the second paragraph, the third to last line, he brings the das of Agonar Shom Zaman Arbach, she'af she'alicha b'shas ha'bracha eina b'chlal asiyas malacha. Someone asked last time, what about walking when you're making a bracha? So Shom Zaman says, even though walking during a bracha is not considered asiyas malacha, however, ulam lechatchila ein lasos kein kidei shetei abrocha b'yishvadas. But says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the obvious, better not to be walking around, but that's not considered doing malacha, and that wouldn't be usher. So therefore, this is like a dagger down. You know, doing some kind of malacha is much worse, but walking, certainly you shouldn't be walking, better to have yishvadas, but if you do walk, Shlomo Zalman says, that's not considered malacha, which is usher. Continues the Mishabura, ve'ein tzarech lomar shelo yasok bedover shetzarech losum libo elov. Says the Mishabura, besides the fact that when you're doing some kind of malacha while you're benching, it seems like your benching is only arai, certainly, and needless to say, you shouldn't be dealing with anything that takes takes your mind up during the time you're benching, because obviously that will take away from your kavana. The kas of Ataz, Ataz writes, Sheyesh li zoyer shelo la'ayin afilu b'divrei Torah. While you're benching or making any bracha, you shouldn't even be looking into divrei Torah. B'shosh mevarach b'chaz hamozom. Ki zeh mora al hayos ha'b'chaz hamozom eslo rak al tzad ha'mikrav ha'izdamin. Same idea, if you're learning, or you're thinking and learning, or looking at something and learning, while you're benching, that again shows that your benching is just happenstance, it's not a kavodik thing by you, it's just derech mikra, and it's showing a lack of chashivas. The lav davka bebirchas hamazon says the mishabura. This is not specifically talking about benching. Who I think is sheosek batfila or beeza bracha. This applies to any davening or to any bracha or beeza bracha acheres, any other bracha. The zenichla b'maymer terasenu, and this is all included in that which the Torah tells us. The imtelchu imikeri. If you're going to go with me, bekeri tahainu, which means to say shalu you lo yiu hamitzvos etzleinu alzad hamikra v'izdamnus ba'almu. The mitzvah shouldn't just be happenstance, like you happen to be doing them. You're middle doing other things, but you happen to be in the mitzvah. It should be that you give a chashivas, and it should be with yishuv hadas and the covered rosh, and therefore you shouldn't be involved in anything, not during davening, not during benching, and not during any other brachos. If you look at note number 10, he just points out, Achen kishu korei b'parsha shniyah shel kriyah shma. The person's in the middle of a second paragraph of kriyah shma, v'afilu b'bircha shel achar kriyah shma. Even in the brachos after shma, it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Hilchos kriyah shma, shemutar lasak b'malacha, that you're allowed to do malacha then. V'toma ha-mishabura sham, and the mishabura over there is bewildered, b'meh zeh shona mikan. Why is that any different than what we're saying over here? V'nisha b'tzarach yin gadol. The mishabura liza tzarach yin gadol. And that which the Mechaber told us over there, that when it comes to the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, or Birchas Kriya Shema afterwards, you're allowed to do malacha. That seemingly is against what we're saying over here, that you can't do malacha while you're making any bracha. Says note number 11, again we said you shouldn't be doing malacha during a bracha acheres. So note number 11, he discusses what we all find ourselves doing, and that is making a bracha on the Tilas Adayim while you're drying your hands. In terms of drying your hands while you're saying the bracha of anatilas shadayim before you eat a suda, so hitir b'shal shuvas salmas chaim al pidivri haramol el. So the salmas chaim is matir based on the words of the Ramah earlier. Shekosav sheyochol levarech anatilas shadayim kodem haniguv. That you're allowed to make the bracha of anatilas shadayim before you dry your hands. Af sha bracha ino over la siyasa shel anatila. Even though the drying of the hands, if you make the bracha before the drying, the bracha is not really over lasiyos of the actual washing. But it's okay. Kevan shigama nigov min mitzvah. That's what we do. Because the nigov is also part of the mitzvah. Sha'ocha belina tilas yadayim kilu ocha lechem tamei. Because one who eats without drying his hands is kilu is eating tamei bread. Ulakach yochol lenagev yodav b'shas ha'bracha. That's why you're allowed to dry your hands during the bracha. Ho'ol sha'pu'ula sha'osa hi me'inyan ha'bracha. Since the action you're doing is really connected to the bracha, because your bracha is on the washing of the hands, which includes the drying, so you're doing part of the mitzvah while you're making the bracha on it, and therefore it's okay. The afa gonu shalom zamen orbach limeit schos al anohagim lenage b'shas birchas al netilas adayim mitam zeh. So Shlomo Zalman also is melamed schos on those who are drying their hands and they're making the bracha at the same time. The chaim muva b'sefer orachos rabbeinu shabal kilas Yaakov osla ken kama pa'amim. There's an eidos on the stipler that sometimes the stipler was also making the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim while he was already drying his hands. Fine, let's go to the Bir Halacha. There's two very small Bir Halachas, but we'll see both of them, and then we'll see a couple of interesting notes on them that are in the back of the Sefer. So the first Bir Halacha, they're both on Sif Gimel. We said in Sif Gimel, it's Asir Adu Malacha, Ba'odu Mavarech. In Bir Halacha number 1, he writes, Asir Lasa Malacha, V'hu Adin Kesha'osek Be'ezem Mitzvah Lo Yasok Oz, Oz B'davar Acher. Not only when you're making a bracha, like we saw in the Mishavura, any bracha, or davening, also when you're being osik in the mitzvah, you shouldn't get involved in anything else. So in note number 12, he brings in the Taz, it's on page 35 in the back, note number 12 in the bottom. V'hosev ha-taz shom shelo yasok v'osa shah af b'mitzvah acheres. Not only should you not get involved in any kind of work while you're doing a mitzvah, you shouldn't even get involved with another mitzvah while you're involved in one mitzvah already. Ki ha-his-askus ba'achas mevatelas chaverta. The involvement in one mitzvah is mevatel the other mitzvah. Ubira primigodim, but the primigodim explains, shekolze rak ba'ofen shiyuchol lasos ha-mitzvah gam achakach. That's only if you could do the second mitzvah later. Avalim ein lo zman acher la'asosa, but if you won't be able to do the mitzvah later, it's a mitzvah overes, yochol lasos ha-shtein yachad. Says the primigodim, then you could try your best to do the two brachos together. But then he brings down from the Shevet Alevi, who explains the Taz that you shouldn't be Osek in Mitzvah 1 while you do Mitzvah 2, Al Pi Divrei HaRitva in Sukkah, by the Sugya of Osek in Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. He explains based on the Ritva, She'be'ei she'adam Osek b'mitzvah misuyemes. When a person is being Osek in Mitzvah A, She'ar ha'mitzvos nechshavos legabov kedvar ha'rishus. Any other mitzvah that comes up during that time is considered an optional thing. It's not considered a mitzvah. Once you're being osing a mitzvah A, mitzvah B that comes along is considered dvar harashus. And the mela va'aser lazov mitzvah b'shvilis asek b'dvar harashus. You can't have a mitzvah to get involved in a rashus. And if you do a mitzvah A and mitzvah B comes along, mitzvah B, clapping mitzvah A is like a dvar harashus. And therefore that's how the Shevet Levi explains this taz that you shouldn't even get involved in the second mitzvah where in your mouth a mitzvah A, it's not just being mevatel a mitzvah for another mitzvah, it's being mevatel a mitzvah for dvar harashus. The second one only has the title of Advar Rashus. And the last Bir Halacha says, on that which the Mechaber says, while you are benching, you shouldn't be involved in any Malacha. Mikom akom b'di'evet k'sheberach k'shoya osuk yotza. B'di'evet, if you did make a bracha or were benching while you were doing some other kind of Malacha, you are yotze d'lo gara meshikur. It's no worse than a person who benches when he's drunk. That is an interesting note over here, a nice Ha'ara, note number 13. So we're saying that b'di'evet, if you did malacha while you were benching, so b'di'evet, it's okay like a drunk. But if you remember when we learned the halachas of someone who was shikur, we said it was l'chatchila. So it's just funny. If you look at note number 13, he points this out, a nice ha'ara. Achein l'inyan shikur, however, when it comes to a person that was drunk, kasav ha'shulchan aruch le'el shel l'chatchila yachal l'varach b'chas ha'mazon. We said l'chatchila one could take a bench. V'osav ha'mishnebura sham, if you remember over there, the mishnebura added on, she'maskonas ha'achronim sha'af im nishtaker kol kach. Even if you got so drunk that you can't speak in front of a king, the acharon come out. Even that's okay. L'chatchila, still yivarech. V'ilu ha'osek b'malacha l'chatchila lo yivarech. But here we're saying if you're being osek b'malacha l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. So it's just a funny tzush that the Bir Halacha is making over here. That b'di evid, if you did bench while you do malacha, it's okay because you're no worse than a shikr. A shikr is l'chatchila lot of bench. It's a funny tzush to say this is okay b'di evid, just like over there where it's okay l'chatchila. We'll stop over here. That ends Simin Kuf Tzadi Aleph, and Amir Tzashem, tomorrow night we'll begin discussing the halachas of Zimun, Bishlosh, Obasar, and Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis.